So Rotherham United have been hit with this charge of fielding an ineligible player. As the team's manager, your response to that is what?
Well, probably like a lot of our supporters, surprised when I heard the news, and obviously I got the call from the chairman to tell me it was happening. But we're not involved in things like forms and loans and contracts and stuff. We're here to pick the players, nominate the players, and let other people do their side of it and the administration side. That's all I know, you know. So from that point of view, I've briefed the players that yesterday. That's all we know. So we have to just get on with it, and we have to let that process take its place behind the scenes.
As the team's manager, solely in charge of results, etc., when you hear that an administrative error could cost you severely, does that make you angry?
I don't think angry is the word. You know, we're together as a football club from our chairman down. We can only best affect results on the pitch as we can. Sometimes we don't always get that right, and sometimes we do. But we have to really keep our focus on Fulham, keep our focus on the four matches we've got left, and let a process take place behind the scenes. You know, what I do 100% believe is that when it gets to a hearing at the Football League, I know a lot of people there, that it will be a full and fair hearing for Rotherham United. I genuinely 100% believe that. So on that basis, that process, Andy, will continue, and we'll go on the coach and go to Fulham.
How fearful, though, are you? Because I know what this story is, obviously set off a chain for the fans, and it's all doomsday and worst-case scenario sort of thing. It's 3 points, and following on from that, it's relegation.
Well, if we lose 3 points, we're getting relegated. Don't behave yourself. That's not going to happen. We've got points to play for. You know, we don't know if that's going to be anything to do with points, do we? We have to let a process take its place, and there's always perhaps two sides there. But, you know, I'm not aware of it because I've not got into it. So all I know is that we have got 43 points on the board until somebody tells Steve Evans anything different. And we go to Fulham, and there's a lot of football to be played between now and the end of the season that I would suggest has more to do with whether we're going to be a championship club than the process that the Football League is involved with the club at the minute. We've got 12 points to play for, not three.
When the players were informed of this yesterday, what was their almost general response? Because on one hand, there might be a situation where some of them are deflated by it, others might be inspired by it. What did you see?
Probably the same as me, surprised when I got the call from behind the scenes to tell me what was happening. I was 100% gobsmacked, and I think the players probably are 100% gobsmacked. But what do you do when things like that happen? You can either do nothing about it, and we can't do anything about it, and the reason being because it's administration. We don't get involved in that. We get involved purely in trying to win football matches. So there was disappointment, but that disappointment soon went when we went and trained and we refocused on Fulham, and I suppose the players fully concentrate on trying to get a place in the starting 11 because that's why they're signed here.
It puts a different slant on the remainder of the season, though, doesn't it? The fact that this is, at the very least, in the background until it's sorted out, whenever it's going to get sorted out.
Well, I think it was always going to be an interesting end to the season. You know, we could be going to London and not get anything, and others could win, and we don't play for another 10 days, and others could win. It's that we were always going to be in that situation with the Reading game being repositioned for another 2 weeks. So we have to just keep our focus on the football. We have to keep our focus on the shape and the development of the team and make sure that we're ready to play a part at Craven Cottage at 8 o'clock. We can't affect what happens in any other football ground tonight. We can only sit and watch BBC and hope something happens for us.
Well, the key game from your point of view is obviously Millwall-Wigan, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it's one of them, isn't it?
Well, it's one of them. I think Brighton's a key game for us as well. So I think there's certainly others in the mix. You know, I think if Brighton win tonight, they've probably done enough to elevate themselves out. I think Reading have to get a result. You know, it looks as if they've been going to get a result for a couple of weeks, and they need to get a result. So there's still a lot of teams with a lot to play for. And I've said for a number of weeks, it's not just Millwall, Wigan and Rotherham, despite the national media who wants to make it that way.
It's certainly a huge game, though, isn't it? I mean, they're just playing each other. You know, regardless of who Reading and Brighton are playing, they're playing one another. So the chances are one potentially is going to knock the other one out here as regards staying up.
Well, I think you're right. I think that from a management point of view, the team that loses that game is pretty much not just got to climb mountains, but they've got to do it in their bare feet. You know, I think of the draw, it could be said it's the same. What I do know is from a neutral perspective, it's going to be one hell of a game to be at. Both have got good managers. You know, one recently changed at Millwall, and well, both have recently changed, of course, at Wigan as well. And the one thing that both those teams have got is very good players.
So back to Rotherham United then. In terms of injury selection issues, how is everybody following on from the match the other day?
Yeah, good. You know, we said it for a while, Fraser Richardson is out for the season, so there's no change there. Craig Morgan is back available after his two-match suspension, which is always good to have a skipper back. So we travelled to London in good shape.
Do you look at making changes or just to combat Fulham, really, here?
There's nothing to do with Fulham. This is almost like we get to this stage of the season, it's about trying to win a football match. We'll make changes because we'll freshen the team up. We've done it for a couple of weeks. I was in a lot of game time on Saturday, pleased with the performance at Middlesbrough. Not so much pleased with one or two individual errors, but we've been subject to that for a lot of the season. So if we can eradicate our errors and we can get our team shaped right, the personnel right on the pitch, and 7 or 8 good performances, then we're certainly capable of going to Fulham and getting something. But at the same time, I remind myself of the quality they've got in their squad. It's a really top, top championship squad they've got.
Changing tack just briefly, we'll come on to Fulham in more detail in a second. The last press conference or post-game, you were making a decision about what you were going to do with some of your own loan players that are away from the team right now. Johnson Clark-Harris was perhaps the headline in that. Have you decided what you're going to do?
No, we'll make a decision on Johnson after we take in his match at the weekend, and then there'll be a decision made. One of the senior staff will be looking first-hand. We've had a look at some DVDs, and we'll also have a look at, are we going to involve him in our team at this minute in time? And, you know, Johnson's a good player. He's going to be a real good player for this football club next year. I've got every confidence in that. We just need to make sure that we bring him back at the right time and not bring him back to set up in the Sandway tracksuit on. That would be taking him a step back.
So taking almost in some respects aside all other issues to do with the relegation picture at the moment, this is a huge game for Rotherham United, isn't it? I think there's still a bit of surprise. Fulham are struggling, but regardless, they are. This is massive for the Millers.
It is a big game. We normally win big games, don't we? It's a big game. And dare I say it, when we leave Craven Cottage, the one against Norwich will be even bigger. We could be hosting a team that's playing to be in the Premiership, of course, by the time Saturday week comes. And there's some big games that we're not involved in that become massive games for the Millers between now and a week on Saturday. So it's at the business end of the season. It is, in the words of the best manager that's ever been, squeaky bum time. I could use a more inappropriate word, but it's squeaky bum time, and people have to handle the pressure on and off the pitch.
Are you surprised Fulham are still down there? I mean, you look at their squad, there's some money in there and there's some players there that have played for them in the Premier League.
Yeah, I think everyone at the start of the season, myself included and many other managers who are now challenging for those elusive places in the Premier League, that thought Fulham would be playing a big, big part of it. I think when you go and spend the type of money they spent taking the boy McCormack, who I think is a top player, you put him in a Premiership club, he wouldn't be out of place. And the boy Smith, who had a wonderful loan spell at Bristol City, and people question why he was there, he seems to be back in the club scoring goals. And Scotty Parker's been around over a decade and played at the top, top level. And so they're very gifted with players all over the pitch, but so are we for the level. So we're looking forward to it. But of course I'm surprised where Fulham are, because just in terms of the stature of the club and the resources and the players they've got available to them, I think every manager is.
So do you read into that potentially good players, but possibly psychologically brittle if they're not getting the results that, well, the money suggests or the team suggests they should be getting?
I think so. I think sometimes you can have a period in football or season in football under where you don't know why results are not happening. We don't think we shouldn't have 15 more points. But for whatever reason, whether it be individual mistakes, dare I say it, whether it be referee errors, dare I say it, whether it be my errors in terms of team selection and getting players wrong, etc., then there's a combination why we've not got 15, 20 more points. But the reality is, of the season, we've not had them. So that's very much the same for Fulham, because I can't knock Fulham Football Club. I've been there on many occasions. I've got treated like absolute royalty, and it's a wonderful place to go and play your football, especially under the lights and next to the water.
So McCormack's obviously one of the headline acts. How do you assess them as a group of players, and how they play their game?
Well, I don't think there'll be many surprises to the shape of the team, and there's probably not going to be many surprises. Probably 9 or 10 will pick themselves. So we know a lot about what Fulham will do, but they'll know a lot about what we're going to do as well. If you were a neutral, and there's going to be people at Millwall and Wigan tonight as a neutral, if you were a neutral tomorrow night in the capital of our country, you'd be popping yourself down to Craven Cottage, wouldn't you? Because it's two teams that need to go and try and get 3 points. We'll be trying to go and get 3 points at the same time, so we'll Kit and his boys.
I mentioned a few moments ago about the psychological aspect of being involved in a relegation battle. Does the second half against Birmingham and the performance overall against Brighton give you the confidence that this group of players actually have the stomach for what's going to follow in the next four games or so?
Absolutely. I think we've kept away from blaming injuries and to keep players all the way through the season and suspensions and got on with it. I think our performance against Brighton was outstanding. I think our second half at Birmingham was outstanding. I think we played very, very well at Middlesbrough, given the quality of player they've got for long spells. So we actually go to Fulham, in our opinion, in good form. If you take those three games, it's half a game we haven't performed. I know if we perform as we did at Birmingham in the first half, we'll get well and truly trounced. Mm. I know if we perform as we did in the second half or against Brighton, we'll very much be in the game and have a chance of bringing a point or three back home.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because fans at this time of the year will sort of say, well, there's potential there, maybe not there because it's Norwich, etc., etc. As the team's manager, do you just kind of have to put all that to one side? You can't necessarily look at one game any differently to the next.
Well, if you were talking about Norwich, I happen to know the manager very, very well, and he was telling me how very fortunate they were to get a draw up at Huddersfield. And it, we only had to look on the television on Saturday evening on BBC to see that to go to the 94th minute to win a game up at Bolton. So Alec will know that coming to the New York is a difficult game, but we can't focus on people at Norwich or Reading at home or going up Telling Road. We can't focus on those wonderful football clubs until such time as we go to another wonderful football club in Fulham tomorrow.
How much of a Philip is it that Morgan's now getting back and getting back into the swing of things at this time?
I think there's some key things on a positive basis that's happening for the team. Obviously, Craig being back and an option to play is an asset. Danny Ward is now fit and available to play for the first time in many months, so that's a big plus for us. And we've probably, with the benefit of, you know, looking around at the bench on Saturday, we like said Ben Pringle and Lee Fricklington, we probably travel to Fulham very fresh and very eager and very hungry. And that's a long way short, of course, of producing a good performance. But it's if you've got eagerness and attention to detail and everything else that goes with it, squad, you've more of a chance of getting some points.
Is Ward fit enough now that should he be selected between now and the end of the season, he can play four games?
Yeah, if he gets picked now, he gets picked on merit to play. There may be a difficulty, of course, of doing Norwich, Reading and Leeds United all in the space of 7 days when you've been missing for a little while, but Danny Ward and the medical team have told me yesterday for the first time he's now ready to be fully available for selection, which is good. Doesn't mean I'm going to start them, of course. He may have to play a part and then focus on Norwich, but we'll pick that team with the staff later today.